就我哋一齐嚟读经嘅时候
，At this time we will read today's scripture reading.
今日读经系希伯来书3章12至19节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
第十二节。 弟兄们，你们不要紧慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。 那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人么？又向谁起誓，不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是？
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Be careful then, dear brothers and sisters, make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. And who was it who rebelled against God? Even though they heard his voice, wasn't it the people Moses led out of Egypt? And to whom was God speaking when he took an oath that they would never enter his rest? Wasn't it the people who disobeyed him? So we see that because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter his rest.
愿神祝福听嘅同埋读嘅人。
God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
喺七月同埋八月咧，周六仔会同埋我哋一齐喺度做崇拜。
During the months of July and August, there is no children worship. They will be joining us in the entire worship.
今日嘅题目书所传讲嘅信息系自满的危险。
The title of Reverend Chang's message sermon is The Peril of Complacency.
If you've been with us over the last month, so we've been going over the letter to the Hebrews.
咁如果你咧上個月同我哋一齊嘅時候咧，你都知道我哋而家係睇緊希伯來書。
And if you're familiar with that New Testament book, you'll realize that the author is a bit schizophrenic.
咁如果咧你係熟悉呢一本書嘅時候，你就會覺得咧呢一個嘅作者咧好似有啲精神分裂咁。
You know, it reads like a sermon, but on the one hand, he's very comforting. And then on the other hand, he's very challenging.
因為咧，你會睇見咧，佢喺一方面咧，好似咧，佢喺度咧，好滿有安慰嘅安慰人。但係另外一邊咧，你又覺得咧，佢好似成日咧，係要去同人咧提出好多嘅挑戰。
Or to put it another way, his words are full of God's truth, And on the other hand, it's full of God's tears.
咁你会睇见咧，佢嘅话语咧，一度咧就系佢满有神所讲嘅真理，而另外一方面咧，你又发觉咧，佢又好似满有咧泪水咁样。
You see, he's been comforting people who are going through hard times.
佢咧去安慰一啲咧经历艰难时间嘅人。
And the author wants the people of God to persevere in the life of faith.Through hard times.
呢个希伯来书嘅作者咧，佢鼓励啲人咧，就喺试炼喺困难当中咧，佢叫佢哋喺信心里边咧，佢哋坚持到底。
And so the truth portion that you've just read, because if you notice, it's not tears, kind of like tears, a little bit tears, but more truth here. It's kind of has a sharp edge to it, right?
咁所以头先我哋睇嗰段经文咧，你会发觉咧，佢所带出嚟嗰个真理咧，你会发觉咧，好似咧系好硬，好似督住我哋。
It's one of these strong exhortations, right? Because he knows the people are engulfed with unbelief.
咁喺当中咧，佢俾咗一啲咧好强嘅一啲嘅去勉励、去鼓励啲人，要嗰啲人系点样做？因为佢知道咧，呢啲人咧都系被呢个不信嚟到去吞食。
You know, because I say it reads like a sermon because it repeats itself. Did you notice it? If you're familiar with the letter.If you're not, you ought to read it because it's only not too long of a letter. You ought to read it because the flow tells you what he's after.
咁咧，如果你係將成本希伯來書睇嘅時候咧，佢都唔係好長嘅，你就會睇見咧，佢有一啲嘢咧係重複嘅。
And one of the writer's chief themes of chapter 3 is in verse 15. If girls, if you don't mind to go back to verse 15.
咁希伯來書嘅作者咧，佢嗰個主要佢要想帶出一個咩嘅主旨咧？其實咧，我哋喺第三章嘅第十五節嗰度，我哋見到佢重複嘅講到。
You have before you the New Living Translation. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. The New Luxury is a very good translation. It's simpler English. And Chinese is based on the King James Version here, the traditional CUV. Let me read from the English Standard Version. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
咁牧師咧，頭先讀出嚟一個咧，可能同你上面見到嗰個咧係一個唔同嘅翻譯。咁三章第十五節嗰度，佢咁樣講：你們今日若聽他的話，就不可硬著心，像惹他發怒的日子一樣。
I'm glad Pastor Thomas and Elder David Chan reminded me that he said there's no children's worship, right? Summer, did you say that? No children's worship.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I got that right. Children, it's time.
咁咧，因为今日冇儿童崇拜，咁所以咧，而家系细路仔你嘅时间啦。
It's time for you to step forward.
咁细路仔，你而家可以留声听。
And I'm going to open this up to teens too. Teens could go up to 19, or if you think you're 25 and you're a teen, you can participate too if you like. Again, it's open. Here's the question: What rebellion?What's he talking about? What rebellion is he talking about?
咁咪喺呢度，小朋友或者十零岁嘅青年人都可以问你嘅一个问题，就系话到喺呢度讲到佢哋嗰个嘅背叛系乜嘢咧
？Okay, now's your chance. If you're 19 and under, now's your chance to shine.
19岁以下嘅可以答问题。
It's the time to shine.
首先讲个问题。
I could pass the mic to you too. Actually, it's on a cord. I can't. What rebellion?
佢哋喺度，佢哋所背叛嘅系啲乜嘢咧？违背啲乜嘢咧？做咗啲乜嘢咧
？It's an easy one. Okay, I'll open it up to anyone over 19.
咁啊，十九岁以上嘅都可以答啦。
What rebellion? Which rebellion are you talking about?
呢度讲嘅。
Come on.
叛逆是什么呢？这里所讲的叛逆是什么呢？
Exodus 17, Numbers 14, right? The Israelites refusing to trust God, the Lord, during what? The desert wanderings, the desert trials, right?
在这个出埃及记第17章那里，他讲到以色列人他们怎样？他们不愿意来到去相信神，当他们在这个旷野里面，他们游荡了。
It's really remarkable. Moses...Right? One of God's leaders in the Old Testament had led out the people of God
out of slavery, out of the hands of the Egyptians.
喺圣经里边讲过，佢话摩西咧带领呢啲嘅以色列人咧离开埃及，佢哋为奴之地。
God miraculously, right, rescued them from what? The Pharaoh, Egypt, the army. You know, it's like the superpower of the day, the Egyptians.
咁神咧用好多嘅神迹咧，就将佢哋咧从法老同埋咧希列人咧佢哋嗰啲嘅军队嘅手里边咧去拯救过嚟。
Right, he God parted the Red Sea. A miracle. He parted the Red Sea.
神用一个神迹咧，就系将叫呢个红海咧分开嚟到去拯救佢哋。
These people who were rebelling, they witnessed firsthand the power of the living God. Firsthand, they saw it.
佢哋亲身嘅去经历到咧，第一身嘅去经历到咧神嗰个嘅能力。佢哋亦都睇见神嗰个工作，但系佢哋叛逆。
So why?
点解？
Why their hearts hardened?
点解佢哋嘅心会心硬咧
？This is recent stuff for them. Recent.
呢啲事都系啱啱发生嘅啫嘛。
It's really remarkable, right? It's baffling to see that. Yet it's not baffling because we know we too are the same.
咁可能咧，我哋睇到嘅时候咧，我哋都会觉得好唔明白，点解啲人会系咁？但系其实咧，我哋同佢哋都系一样嘅。
Right. The letter of letter to the Hebrews is so applicable for us too.
咁其实喺希伯来书里边佢所讲嘅嗰啲嘢咧，对我哋嚟讲都系今日都系一样系好真嘅，应用得着嘅。我哋都系喺呢一个嘅旅程里边。
Right, that's what the author's been saying to us over the last month. You're on a journey.
咁呢一个作者佢不断都话俾我哋听咧，其实我哋都系喺一个嘅旅途当中。
And sometimes in the journey of life.
喺我生命嘅旅程里边，
times, right?
我哋都会经历一啲艰难嘅时间。
You don't need somebody like me to tell you that. You know that.
我相信你唔使我话俾你听，你都知道。
There are temptations, hardships in life, right?
喺生命里边有呢一个嘅试探，亦都有艰难嘅时间。试探引诱。
God through the author of Hebrews is saying it's going to reveal the quality of your faith. It's going to unfold.For you.
咁希伯来嘅作者佢就话咧，喺呢啲咁嘅情况面，可以睇见我哋嗰个信心究竟系去到边一度。
The Israelites were weary, hungry, in danger, full of fatigue, and they failed to trust the Lord.
咁呢啲以色列人当佢咧经历呢个嘅饥饿同埋啲危险，或者佢哋咧好攰嘅时候咧，佢哋咧就唔去信靠神啦。
So that's a little history lesson. That's the example that the author Hebrews is using for his readers.
咁呢个就系希伯来嘅作者咧，佢用呢个少少嘅喺历史里边佢哋知道嘅一个嘅例子讲俾你听。
And like a great author, he draws you in, right, with that illustration, and then he points to verse 13. He draws from that example the rebellion.Exodus 17 and Numbers 14, right? The rebellion of the Israelites. And then if you don't mind, go to verse 13, please.
咁佢咧就系用呢个咧喺出埃及记嘅第十七章同埋民数记嘅第十四章里边，佢讲出一个例子咧嚟到让我哋睇到。佢又讲到第十三节。
You must warn each other every day. Every day, it says. While it is still today, right? So that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God.
咁佢用例子去讲嘅时候，佢就用第十三节嗰度去话咧，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
You see, the exhortation is not just for the people.In the day of the author of the Hebrews, it's for us too.
咁我哋睇见咧喺呢度作者佢所提出嚟嘅呢个劝勉咧，唔系净系话俾咧喺当时嘅嗰啲人嘅，而系其实都系话到俾今日我哋。
Unless you have good Christian friends who are warning you every day, you're going to be tempted in the wilderness.
除非咧你有啲好嘅基督徒嘅朋友，佢哋咧都去俾你一啲咁嘅劝勉提醒。如果唔系咧，你会知道我哋每一日其实都经历好多嘅试探。
You're still going to be tempted in the wilderness with your friends too, but they'll be with you to warn you.
咁咧，我哋可以咧喺经历喺呢个旷野里边嘅时候咧，佢哋可以咧提醒我哋。
Again, it's really astonishing, right? they just witnessed some miracles of God to deliver them.
你可以觉得咧，有阵时好好奇怪嘅就系呢啲人，佢哋啱啱先经历咗神佢嗰个嘅能力，你哋点样将佢哋拯救出嚟
？You remember what they did when in wilderness back then, desert back then? It's not just sand, right? If you ever been to Middle East, ancient Near East, desert, you know, there's some brush there, but I mean, you can't extendedly stay there for living.
咁样咧，如果你知道咧喺中东嘅地方里边，佢讲到呢个嘅呢个旷野咧，唔系净系话咧喺嗰度咧就好多嘅沙，咁可能咧嗰度都有啲矮树啊咁样，但系咧喺嗰啲嘅地方咧，你唔可以咧长时间嘅喺嗰度生存。
But earlier on in their wandering, you know, they come close to the promised land. What do? They kind of send out scouts. Remember? They send out scouts, spies. Let's take a look at this promised land. See who's there.
咁样咧喺佢哋咧早期咧喺旷野里边嘅时候咧，咁佢去到啲地方咧，佢哋咧都派啲嘅探子去睇下啊，究竟嗰个系啲咩地方咧咁样。
And do you remember what they found when the spies came back, when the scouts came back to tell the Israelites?
咁当佢咧派啲探子出去，去到呢个神所应许嘅地方嗰度嘅时候，佢哋翻翻嚟嘅时候，佢哋嘅反应系点咧？
It's a dangerous, difficult place, right? They got these huge people there living, right? And God wants us to go there and live there.
咁啲探子话俾佢听啦，哇！嗰啲地方一定好危险啊，因为嗰度啲人咧好高大嘅。
And they turned from the Lord.
咁因为咁嘅缘故，佢哋咧就去转离向神，离开神。
You see, you and I can easily grow complacent in the life of faith easily.
咁你同我都系，我哋好容易咧，我哋都会失去咗呢一个嘅信心，或者净系靠自己自满。
It can be so subtle. I believe the truth.
可能有阵时唔系咁明显嘅，你可能你会话，诶，我相信真理。
I believe the God who called me, rescued me, guided me.
我相信神系会呼召我，佢会拯救我，佢会引领我。
The Israelites thought that too.
咁咧，以色列人佢哋都有咁样都知道。
They were in denial. Denial.
但系咧，佢哋可以喺呢一啲嘅情况里边咧，佢哋咧去否认神，否认真理。
They were fooled into thinking they were spiritually okay.
我哋好容易咧，我哋亦都会咧呃我自己话咧啊，我自己嘅灵命系冇问题嘅。
You're really not living with the future promise of God. Unless you're trusting the Lord, right? If you trust in the promise of God, your life is going to be a little different than what the world says it ought to be, right?
其实咧，我哋好多时咧，可能我哋过嘅生活咧，都唔系咧，好似咧，神要我哋应许我哋过嘅生活咁样样嘅。因为如果我哋系过一个相信神嘅生活嘅时候咧，我哋唔系咁。
But you know what happens? Many of our lives, many seasons of our lives, we go round and round and round in the wilderness, circling. You know, out in the desert, circling, wandering. That's what we're doing. Life faith doesn't move forward; it just wanders around.
但系好多时咧，喺我哋嘅生命里边咧，我哋咧可能咧，我哋嘅生命咧，我哋嘅信心咧，都好似班以色列人咁样咧，喺个旷野里边系咁样兜转、兜转、兜转咁样样。我哋系冇前进到嘅。
I don't know if this illustration might help. Maybe this might help to grasp the danger of complacency in the life of faith. Everyone knows if you're a driver. Falling asleep behind the wheel, very dangerous.
咁或者咧，我俾一个例子睇下，可唔可以咧让大家去明白咧？其实咧，如果喺个基督徒生命里边咧，有自满咧系好危险嘅。就好似一个司机，当佢揸紧车嘅时候，咁佢瞌眼瞓系好危险嘅。
Yet I know 21st century people are very busy, so we're behind that wheel sometimes, and we're very tired because we put in a long day.
咁咧，廿一世纪我哋嘅人，我哋咧就可能咧好多时咧，我哋都好忙碌，我哋会好攰嘅。咁你坐喺咧嗰个车嘅揸紧车嘅时候咧，你可能咧好多时咧会好疲倦。
And you know, it's dangerous. You know it. Yet, it's so easy to fall asleep.
咁咧，你知道咧，如果揸车瞌眼瞓咧系好危险嘅，但系好容易咧你会瞌眼瞓。
Right, once you give in to that impulse, it's all over, right?Go round the bend, it's all over. It's over.
咁但系咧，如果你真系让自己喺嗰个情况里边咧，去瞓着觉嘅时候咧，你会知道系非常危险嘅。
Right, there's a possibility. of you falling asleep behind the wheel, even though you know it firsthand that it's dangerous.
咁当你好眼瞓揸车嘅时候，你知道咧，你好容易咧，你真系会瞓着觉，但你要知道咧，系好危险嘅。
That's why you need accountability. You can't be a lone ranger Christian. Cannot.
所以你做基督徒都系，你唔可以自己一个人独来独往嘅去做一个基督徒，你需要系有人同你一齐系彼此嘅嚟到去负责任。
Why? Because these verses. That's why. Verses 13 to 14, right?
因为我哋睇第13、14节嘅时候去讲。
13, thanks. You must warn each other every day, right? As I said already, while still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. 14, thank you. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we'll share in all that belongs in Christ.
因为在13、14节他讲过，他说总要趁着还有今天，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Let me ask you, you guys are pretty astute. The Israelites, this is right after the Exodus. Do you think they lack confidence in God after he parted Red Sea? You think they, you know, didn't think God was pretty powerful?
譬如我俾你睇下呢啲以色列人，佢哋啱啱睇住神点样将个红海分开嘅时候，佢睇到神嘅能力。咁你会唔会觉得点解佢哋会咁快就冇佢哋嘅信心咧？睇唔佢哋唔睇到神嘅能力咩
？I hope you see the problem. It affects us all. Complacency. It's so easy to fall into in the life of faith.
咁我希望咧，大家可以睇到个问题就系，好多时我哋都会有嘅，就系喺我哋里边有呢个自满，咁以致咧我哋嘅信心咧可以慢慢嘅去褪色。
I guess I'll get to the slides. Slide two, please. Sorry, a little bit disjointed here. Yeah, that's slide two, right? Couple lessons. Then we'll look at the solution again.Looking at the problem, looking at the solution is really the simple outline here. A good beginning, the first lesson is a good beginning does not ensure a good ending.
咁喺呢度咧，我哋学几个功课。喺呢度俾我哋睇到嘅就话，一个好嘅开始唔系担保我哋有一个好嘅结束。
And I get that from verse 16.
喺呢度我哋可以第十六节嗰度睇到。
Girls, if you don't mind.Who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? These people had seen the miracles in Egypt, right?
咁喺第十六节嗰佢讲话，那时听见他话惹他快怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗
？Yet the hardship was too much for them.
And
they turned away.
咁可能佢哋經歷嘅艱難咧太大啦，所以佢哋咧就遠離神。
Yeah, it's so sad because how many people escaped that from that generation too? We know, right? Caleb, Joshua, right? Sorry, a little blank there. Right, two out of the whole generation.
喺当时有几多人系离开咗呢个埃及咧？有好多，但系只系有几一个人去到呢个应许地方咧？只有两个，就系约书亚同埋加勒。
I think that should alert us, tell us, right? Even most impressive beginnings does not ensure perseverance.
喺呢度俾我哋睇见嘅，虽然咧可能开头嘅时候咧，我哋都睇见咧话好深刻，呢啲嘢对人好深刻，但系坚持落去嘅系会点咧？
Yet their good beginning still could not take the place of daily trusting in the Lord in the long walk of the life of faith.
所以我哋睇见嘅就系，虽然可能开始嘅时候系一个好好嘅开始，但系咧，佢唔可以取代咗咧我哋每一日喺我哋信心我哋所要行嘅旅程里边，我哋仍然每一日嘅要去倚靠神。
Now I know you, some of you are very good at theology.
有些人可能在神学那里是很精通。
And so you might be scratching your head a little bit and saying, doesn't this conflict with eternal security?
那可能你会说，咦，那跟神所说的永恒的那个，给我们的那个的保证，是不是好像有一个的冲突呢？
Because the Bible certainly tells us, all who generally trust in Christ can be confident in his complete sufficiency, right, as a Savior, and I truly believe that, right?
Because
right, in John 10:28, it says this, Jesus says to his own, I give them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand.
在約翰福音10章28節那裡說我又賜給他們永生他們永不滅亡誰也不能從我手裡把他們奪去
I truly believe Jesus' words.
我真心的相信耶穌的話語
But you got to remember Judas was in his company when he said that.
但是你要知道,当犹太他都是这样说,当他和门徒一起的时候,
and obviously, Judas lacked faith.
但是犹大他没有这个信心,
and obviously, the promise that Jesus gave to those disciples didn't include Judas.
所以当耶稣将他这个应许给那班门徒的时候, 犹大就没有在当中。
If we want assurance of salvation, our faith has to persevere. It has to persevere in the trial.
如果我们要有这个得救的确据的时候,我们的信心一定要是坚持到底。
That's how you
obey
1 Peter 1, making your calling and election sure, right?
所以就在彼得后书的那里,他也讲到,他说叫我们的 叫我们与所蒙的恩召和拣选是坚定不移
So the Israelites in the Exodus were safe so long as they walked with the Lord in faith
这些以色列人他们出埃及的时候他们是当他们和神一起同行用信心同神同行的时候他们是安全的
And the same is true for you and I today right?
今天和你和我都一样
Trust and obey, right? There's no other way.
如果我们唯有的就是去信靠和去信服,
then you can,
没有其他途径,
sure. You can be sure of your salvation.
那我们就可以在我们的救恩里面我们去有这个确信。
But these words are strong words of exhortation, a warning for us.
但这些都是一些很强烈的字来劝勉我们的。
It's the peril of complacency.
但很多时就是自满就是带来这个危险。
Okay, here's a second lesson that we learn in, it's on slide 6. How dreadful it is to become hard-hearted towards God. And the reason is again, an obvious answer. Unbelief can lead nowhere. Lead you nowhere. Wandering.
因为不信不会带到我们有可以带给我们有任何的出路我们就在这里兜转
Right, often we know God's truth and wisdom seems wise and good for us, right?
我们很多时知道神的话语神的真理对我们来说都是好的有智慧的
Yet how often do we fall asleep at the wheel and don't obey it? How often is that?
但有多少时间我们都会好像驾车一样合着眼睡而就迷失了路
Right? I just recently forgot that. I had an argument with Miranda. Jensine's sick. She has 103 fever. It's been over I think 72 hours, so they're now in urgent care somewhere, seeing a doctor. But, you know, I was saying to Miranda, you know, July 4th weekend's coming, you know, and don't wait. You just go to the doctor, you know, go Friday.
就好像俊先生最近都連續發燒成103度所以我們就想著牧師就跟Miranda說應該帶他去看醫生因為如果不是July 4又會是沒有醫生看
But you could, you know, impetuous Peter or impetuous Wilson, you know, you could say it nicely, right? You could say it nicely, right? Again, I'm wrong. I should have said it nicely, right?
可能当我这样对Miranda说的时候,我应该是说好一点的语气
Again, that's just an illustration of the fact that we fall asleep at the wheel all the time
其实当我看回我自己做事的时候,很多时候我们也好像就是开车,我们很容易就会睡着觉
Perhaps the most frightening example is the Pharaoh of Egypt, right?
另外,我们可以给我们看见一个更加令人很害怕的例子,就好像我们看回法老 埃及王的法老。
Do you remember the account? It's so forceful, the demonstrations of God's power to him. Yet he's constantly saying, "No way, no way, no way. Am I going to submit to you? No way."
如果在圣经里睇见咧，其实神嘅能力咧系好好大能力嘅，每一次嘅俾佢睇到，但系佢咧，佢个心都系刚硬嘅，都话对神讲话唔准。
The Pharaoh of Egypt, one of the most powerful people of the time of his time, he stubbornly resists the living God after miracle after miracle after miracle.
埃及王法老在当时来讲是满有能力的，但是呢他都一次一次看见神的神迹的时候呢，来到去不听从硬心。
And then if that wasn't bad enough, how terrible the Israelites follow his example. The Israelites followed his example in the wilderness and he died in the wilderness.
但是呢，当在这个的旷野里面的时候，我们看见呢，这些以色列人呢，其实呢都好像法老这样的跟住法老嗰个榜样咁样去做事。
They accuse God of meaning them harm, despite the many great demonstrations of God's love to them.
虽然咧以色列人咧喺旷野里边咧睇见神好多好多嘅神迹点样嘅同佢同在，但系佢哋咧就喺度咧诬告神咧，话神其实咧咁样做咧系好似对佢哋咧系要伤害佢哋咁样。
That's why unbelief is the root.Of all sin, the root of all our problems.
所以其实你睇见咧，就系不信咧，就系我哋所有嘅罪，同埋我哋所有问题嘅嗰个根源。
Slide 8, please. Specific sins are like rotten fruit, right? Rotten fruit hangs on a bad tree.
一啲好具体嘅罪，就好似咧等于一个烂嘅生果挂喺一棵坏嘅树上边。
I mean, sometimes a rotten fruit, if you leave fruit on a good tree, right? You know that, right? But you know what I mean? Rot, you know, when a tree is dying, tree is bad, then it's bad.
咁冇錯，有陣時一棵好樹咧，你都會見到有啲生果係爛，但你會知道，如果嗰棵樹係壞樹已經係唔好嘅時候咧，咁佢啲生果生出嚟爛。
I think you get the point, right? If we're greedy, if we're hateful, if we're selfish, if we're dishonest, what is it? Just it's evidence of something deeper inside, right?
对于我们来讲都是，假如我们是去贪婪，或者我们很生气人家，或者在我们里面有自私不诚实，其实这些东西是给我们看见在我们里面有一个更深的一个的问题在这
里。 That's why unbelief, sin is deadly. It's deadly.
所以不信是很致死的。
But by contrast, it's believing God, obeying Him, again like NoahLeads to good things, right?
但是呢，相反来讲呢，如果我们是相信神，我们去信服神的时候呢，是可以带来这个美好的东西，就好像我们看见挪亚这样。
Noah's family saved from the flood because he trusted and obeyed God, right?
挪亚和他的家人可以在洪水那里被拯救过来，为什么？因为他们去相信和是去信服神。
In contrast, the Israelites never come.To truly know the living God.
而相反嚟讲，呢啲以色列人咧，佢哋就冇真真正正嘅真系嚟到去真正嘅认识神。
They knew of Him, right? They saw the miraculous powers.
佢哋睇见神行神迹嘅能力，佢哋知道神。
But they didn't trust. They didn't believe in those promises.
但系佢哋冇相信，佢哋冇去倚靠神同埋讲俾佢听嘅应许。
And they rebelled against Him. And sinned in the desert.
所以咧，佢哋咧就叛逆神，咁就喺呢个旷野里边去犯罪。
Right? Again, the issue of faith versus unbelief is a struggle for us. It's the core of our spiritual struggle.
所以呢一个信心呢一样嘢，同埋我哋嘅不信，其实就喺我哋里边好似系一个嘅挣扎咁样。
Well, let me say something to those of you who are seekers here. A lack of evidence.It's not the cause of unbelief. You know that.
对于一啲咧想要咧去寻求去认识神嘅人，我话俾你听，一个缺乏证据唔系一个不信嘅原因。
Because the Israelites had all the evidence before them.
all the evidence in the world before them.
因为呢啲以色列人咧，佢呢所有神俾佢哋睇到嘅呢啲证据，都喺佢哋面前佢哋睇到。
But their hearts were hard.
但佢哋嘅心系刚硬。
The evidence did not produce faith.
证据唔可以令你产生有信心。
And likewise, most people today they reject Jesus Christ on not on philosophical grounds, but on moral grounds because I want to do what I want to do.
因为今日好多人都系佢哋拒绝神，佢哋拒绝耶稣基督，唔系因为咧系一个哲学嘅层面，佢哋点样唔接受到，而系喺一个嘅道德嘅层面，佢哋话我要做我想要做嘅嘢。
Because you have a greater love for something else, then you reject God.
因为当你对另外一啲嘅嘢咧有一个更大嘅爱嘅时候，你就会拒绝神。
And you don't take God's word seriously.
你就唔会睇好严谨嘅去睇神嘅话语。
You see, the philosophy comes later. Then you try to rationalize it, right?
咁呢一个嘅理性嘅嗰个哲学嘅嗰个嘅原因咧，先至系跟住嚟。
It's the fruit of hardness. When you're hard, your heart is hard, then God's word doesn't get in there.
呢个系因为你心里边嗰个嘅刚硬，以致咧，神嘅话语唔入到去你里边。
Again, simple analogy: if you love money more than God, then greed will eventually creep in, right?
就好似一个例子就话，假如你爱钱系爱金钱系多过爱神嘅时候，好自然。呢啲嘅贪婪就会系慢慢嘅去走入你嘅心里边。
Because you open that Pandora's box, right, and you fall into the trap. You're thinking wealth in this life is going to make me secure.
因为落入一个网罗里边，你以为喺今生里边唯有呢一个嘅财富先可以带俾你安全感。
Well, then turn on the news. Turn on the news and see how secure you are.
但系你当你去睇下新闻嘅时候，你就知道究竟你有几安全咧。
Maybe you got a better heart than I.And you can take the ups and downs of the stock market.
或者你嘅心脏都可以承受到，当呢一个股票升啊跌嘅时候系点样样
？Because what you have can easily, you know this, easily be lost.
因为你今日所有嘅，你可以好容易嘅失去。
Right, world powers come and go, economies collapse, things are destroyed. So you know that.
因为世界的权力可以今日嚟，听日走，经济亦都可以崩溃。
That's why the author of Hebrews is saying life's a journey. You're in a journey.
事情都可以好快嘅嚟到去被破坏，所以呢个希伯来书嘅作者佢话到，生命就好似一段旅程。
Right, spiritual speaking, through a wilderness.
如果用属灵嘅话语去讲嘅时候，就好似我哋系经历紧一个嘅旷野。
And so here's the key. Here's the solution.It's a little word in verse 13.
咁呢度佢话到俾我哋听，有一个有一个解决嘅办法喺第十三节有一个字。
In verse 13.
第十三节。
It's let's see, because I'm
what?
It's translated encouragement in my translation.You must warn each other every day while it is still today so that none of you will be deceived and sin harden against you. It's probably warn in the living. It's the word parakaleo, which is encouragement in the English Standard Version and the NIV, I think. Parakaleo. You know what parakaleo, again, it's translated encouragement, warning here. The reason why there's a variance in translation because it's a hard word to translate.
咁喺呢度咧有一个字，咁咧系翻译过嚟，原本咧喺希列文咧佢叫 parakaleo， 咁呢个字咧去翻译咧就系话劝勉或者系相劝或者系提醒。
But that little word verse 30 is the key that what you need because you know what it is. You know what it's really basically saying. You need what you need in life is counseling.
佢呢个字咧系好难翻译到出嚟嘅，咁但系最近嗰个翻译咧，佢就系话到咧，我哋系需要呢一个辅导或者一个嘅引劝勉。
But it's not what you and I when we hear the word counseling think today. It's not the professionals.Psychiatrists, psychologists, right? You're professionals. I'm not talking about that per se.
但系咧，我相信希望大家咧唔好误解咗。当我用呢个辅导呢个字嘅时候咧，就唔系我哋今日所讲咧，我哋要揾啲咩专业人士嚟到去辅导嗰个嘅意思。
It's hearing regularly from the wonderful counselor.
而系佢话咧，我哋系经常嘅嚟到去聆听呢一个奇妙嘅测试，佢对我哋所讲嘅说话。
Isaiah 9. The wonderful counselor. You got to hear from him every day.
係就好似喺以賽亞書第九章佢嗰度講到嘅奇妙嘅測試，我哋要聽到佢對我哋所講嘅説話。
Because that's the remedy to do the battle from your complacency.
佢話呢一個咧就係解決我哋自滿嗰個問題嘅辦法。
Let me put to you this way. You need God's truth and God's tears together, intertwined.
佢話咧，我哋需要到咧神嗰個嘅真理，亦都同埋咧係神嘅淚水。
Right, truth like this exhortation, but also comfort. Like what we were seeing in earlier chapters of Hebrews.
佢話呢個真理就好似咩？就係神俾我哋嘅嗰個嘅勸勉，而亦都我哋需要咧就神俾我哋嘅安慰。
And the wonderful counselor intertwines them perfectly.
而佢呢度講到呢個奇妙嘅測試咧，就將呢一兩樣嘅嘢咧嚟到去交織埋一齊。
And do you know why you need to commune with him?
點解我哋要同呢個奇妙嘅測試嚟到去有呢個溝通咧
？We don't balance truth and tenderness well as human beings. We don't.
因為咧好多時我哋人，我哋都唔可以咧將呢一個嘅真理同埋將呢一個愛或者係温柔咧嚟到去好平衡嘅嚟到做到出嚟。
Suppose you lean more on the truth side.
假如我哋淨係睇真理嘅時候
，somebody has a problem.
有啲人可能有問題啦。
But you got a lot of truth, so you're good at you analyze well.
咁咧，如果你覺得你自己有好多嘅，你按住有好多嘅真理，你就按住真理咧同佢分析。
And you analyze the person's life, and there it is. There's the problem. Here's the solution.
咁你咧就為佢咧去分析咗之後，你就話咧嗱，呢一個咧就係嗰個解決嘅方法啦。
But you're only full truth and no tears.
但如果你咁樣做嘅時候咧，你只係咧將呢一個真理咧係咁樣嘅。俾佢，但喺當中咧，佢睇唔到嗰個嘅安慰，睇唔到嗰個嘅愛。
And because you're more on the truth side, you say, if you don't take that solution, that's your problem.
咁咧，因為你淨係咧按住真理講嘅時候，你就話咧，你唔接受呢個嘢嘅時候咧，個問題就喺你嗰度啦。
Of course, nobody takes the solution.
即係如果你咁樣嘅嚟到去同人講嘅時候咧，冇人會聽你嗰個忠告。
Because you left them cold.
因為你
It's just truth there. No tears.
因為如果你淨係將呢一個咁嘅真理咁樣擺喺面前嘅時候，佢會覺得咧係太冷漠啦。
Right, you just gave them God's truth, but no grace. There's no grace.
你淨係將神嘅真理話俾佢聽，但喺當中佢睇唔見嗰個嘅恩典。
And some of you are feelers, not truth lovers, but feelers.
咁有啲人咧就係靠感覺嘅。
Right, you're very compassionate, merciful. You weep a lot.
咁你咧，淨係喺裏邊咧，你有好多咧憐憫啊，可以咧為人哋咧流淚喊好多。
You're very sympathetic types.
你好咧，好容易嘅同情人哋啊。
But you're gutless, no courage, because you don't want to offend anyone.
但係咧喺你裏邊咧，你冇嗰個勇氣咧嚟到去講出一啲嘢，你係驚得罪人哋。
So you don't confront people with what they need, the truth.
你咧唔會咧，當個人咧佢需要聽見一個真理嘅時候咧，你唔敢咧將個真理咧向人哋嚟到去講出嚟。
Or maybe you're just too unwise and immature, and you know that's bad too.
咁或者咧你冇嗰個智慧，或者你唔係咁成熟，你對個人亦都唔可以提到一啲咩嘅幫助。
Because then you don't know what to say, you don't know what to do.
因為你唔知道同嗰個人講啲乜嘢，或者做啲乜嘢嘢。
Because you're not growing in your faith, you're not having the daily walk with the wonderful counselor who intertwines truth and tears.
因為你冇你喺個信心裏邊去成長，你冇每日嘅同呢一個救主咧去同行。
And that might be an indicator.Of complacency.
咁如果系咁嘅时候咧，你其实咧可以俾你睇见咧，可能喺你里边咧已经有个自满喺度啦。
You're either a feeler by nature, by temperament, or a fixer by nature or temperament, right?
我哋好多时咧都可能咧，按住我哋自己嘅本性或者系我哋嘅情感咧，我哋可能咧系一个咧净系识得咧去学同情啊，去凭感觉去行事嘅人，或者咧我哋会好中意咧就话有咩嘢唔掂咧，我就去搞掂，净系识得咁样嘅做嘅人。
That's why you need a wonderful counselor, because you can't survive, because we're imbalanced.
咁我哋所以点解咧？我哋需要呢一个奇妙嘅测试，因为其实喺我哋所做嘅嘢里边，我哋都冇呢个平衡喺度。
You need someone who embodies both, who can speak into your life.
我哋需要有一个人咧，佢可以咧两方面都有嘅，嚟到去去讲到我哋生命里边系点样样。
Equally committed to truth.And tenderness.
就是说在他里面呢，他有这个真理，也有这个爱。
The one who Isaiah calls the wonderful counselor.
我们需要的就是这个所讲到的奇妙的测试。
And how does that work? Verse 19. Got to listen to truth and rest in the truth.
在第十九节那里他讲到呢，他说呢，我们要去听这个真理，以致我们可以呢进入到这个安息。
Right, that's...Communing, submitting to God's truth, resting in His peace.
喺呢度讲到就话，我哋要喺神，我哋要去信服神嗰个嘅真理，然后喺佢里边咧嚟到去安息。
Because He says, "Come, all you who are heavy laden, I will give you rest."
因为佢话到，佢话凡劳苦重担嘅，可以到到我度嚟得安息。
He gives you wisdom and truth together, intertwined.
祂给你智慧，给你真理。
We were made for Him, made to worship Him, because again, we're imbalanced.
我们被造就是要来去敬拜神。
And it's certainly amazing that He welcomes us into His presence despite that imbalance.
咁虽然咧喺我哋里边咧，我哋系唔可以做到咁平衡，但系神佢仍然嘅叫到我哋去到佢当中。
Slide 10, please.Hebrews 4:15-16. I don't know if we'll get to this. But here's a summary of really what I've been saying. Hebrews 4:15-16. This high priest, wonderful counselor of ours, understands our weaknesses. For he faced all the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God.There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most.
希伯来书四章十五、十六节其实都可以总结咗我所讲嘅。佢话到，因我们十五、十六，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤，蒙恩惠，作随时的帮助。
My wife's brother-in-law is a medical doctor, Tim Chu.
咁我太太佢嗰个姐夫咧系一个嘅医生。
When Miranda was battling Graves' disease with the problem of the eyes,
咁当
Tim said, "You know, you got to go to a doctor who because it was kind of a rare." Rare twist to it. You have to go to a doctor who knows their medicine.
咁佢咧就叫嗰阵时咧就俾 Miranda 话俾 Miranda 听咧，佢要去睇一个医生咧，佢系要知道嗰个问题嘅。
So he said, "You don't have to worry about the bedside manners, right? You go with the doctor who knows who does good medicine."
佢话咧，你需要咧去揾一个医生咧，去点样好嘅对个病人，但你要知道嗰个医生咧要有好嘅知识。
And that's certainly true. I agree with Dr. Tim.
咁虽然佢咁讲咧，我同意，即系你揾一个医生，梗系要知嗰个医生咧去做，去知道佢自己做啲咩嘢。
But there's one caveat that I would add to that.
但系我觉得我要加多一样嘢嘅就系、
是、，Wouldn't it be that much better?If the person cared and gave you tenderness too, wouldn't it be greater?
如果个医生佢系一个有爱心嘅医生，佢会咧好好嘅去照顾个病人，咁咪系更加嘅好咩
？That's what the wonderful counselor does for you. You gotta come to him.
呢个就系佢讲到圣经里面讲呢个奇妙测试，佢所可以做到嘅。
Because and the professionals tell us.Your healing is enhanced with the tender care as well.
因为咧有好多嘅研究，佢都话俾我哋听咧。假如咧，一个病佢照顾佢嘅嗰个嘅医生系能够咧去表达到佢嗰个爱心对佢个病人嘅时候，其实喺个医治过程里边咧系更加有效。
It's like when you go to the MRI technician or the x-ray technician, and they've been through what you've been through, they can sympathize with you.
就好似呢,当你呢,如果要去做一个磁令共振,或者照X光的时候,如果同你做呢啲嘢嘅嗰个技术师,佢自己亦都系曾经系一个病人做过呢啲程序嘅时候,佢就会更加知道你嘅感受。
And so maybe they too had to experience what you have to.
因为他们都经历过你要经历的,
and then they can relate and maybe be more tender to you because of that.
因为他们所经历过的,所以他们可以去联想到你的感受是怎样,他们会更加温柔和有爱心。
Jesus was rejected. Jesus was grieved. He knows your grief.
耶稣基督他都曾经是被拒绝,他亦都是忧伤过,所以他知道你的忧伤是怎样。
Jesus was tortured. Jesus was rejected. Jesus experienced tremendous pain.
耶稣基督他曾经被人游论,他亦都被人误会,他亦都经历过痛苦。
He understands you perfectly.
所以他可以完全的明白你。
You know, I get some pushback sometimes from people. They say, well, you know, you tell me that, Wills, that's nice, but he's perfect, I'm not. So how can he identify with us?
有時候我跟別人說到的時候,有些人就會去這樣回應我,他說,Wilson,我明白你所說的,不過如果你說到耶穌他是完全的,所以他不會明白到我的。
And I pray, I say, please Lord, help me be gentle. he's perfect love. So he's sucked in perfectly. Sucked in to your suffering. Wouldn't you want that? Because only someone with perfect love can be sucked in completely to know how you feel.
就告訴他,因為他的愛是完全的,所以他才可以完全地去接納到你。如果有一個人可以完全接納到你的時候,你要不要呢?你想不想知道呢?
That's why you gotta read the Bible. He's always weeping. He's always sighing. Why? Why is Jesus always weeping and sighing?
我們看聖經的時候,你會看到耶穌很多時候都提到耶穌哭了,或者他在嘆息。
Why is he labeled the man of sorrow?
為什麼他要嘆息呢? 為什麼聖經裡面說到他是一個滿有憂傷的人呢?
Because in his perfection, he's drained. He's drained. He knows. He knows better.
因为在他的完全里面,他更加的清楚知道我们的情况。
So, really, you gotta embrace him. Have you done that?
所以我们应该是要去领受他,你知不知道呢?
Or are you gonna continue to wander in the wilderness?
因为你继续在这个旷野里面,就是这样转来转去呢?
See, that's the challenge for all of us today.
这就是我们今天所要面对的挑战。
Look to the heavenly rest, the ultimate spiritual counterpart to the entering of the promised land.
让我们看见天堂的安息,因为这就是在灵里面所给我们的应许之地。
And you won't be disappointed.
那你就不会失望。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父多谢你的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for this time that we can reflect on it.
天父多谢给我们有这个时间来到在这里反省。
And help us, Lord, to realize we don't balance truth and tears well.
天父让我们知道我们要在当中去争战。
But we know one who does.
但我们知道谁会为我们争战。
And so may we follow him today.
天父让我们今天去跟随他。
We ask that in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Amen.